Thanks, Scott. Good morning, everyone. Questions about inspections linger in the wake of Saturday's fatal stage roof collapse at the Indiana State Fair. Officials haven't said if the stage and rigging were inspected before the collapse. Spokesman Andy Klotz, who initially said inspections are the state fire marshal's office responsibility, backtracked Monday. Klotz says he isn't sure whose job it is. An Indiana Department of Homeland Security spokesman says neither the fire marshal nor Homeland Security officials conduct inspections, and the city doesn't have authority to inspect items on state property. Indiana Occupational Safety and Health Administration inspectors will be looking at the weather and any potential structural or design flaws. People trying to help the grieving families of the five people killed and others seriously injured can donate to a fund. WFYI's Jill Sheridan reports.
After money started coming in, the Indiana State Fair decided to create a special remembrance fund. The fund was established Monday by the Indiana State Fair Commission and Central Indiana Community Foundation, where people can send their checks. Any money donated will benefit the families of the five people who died and the more than 40 people who were injured during the stage collapse Saturday night. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.
At last count from Indiana State Police, 27 people were still hospitalized. The band Sugarland, which was moments away from taking the stage Saturday, wants to do something for the families of the victims. Their band manager says Jennifer Nettles and Christian Bush are still shaken.
They're both two of the most compassionate people that I know, and I know that we were talking about it nonstop, and it matters.
Sugarland plans to resume its tour Thursday in Albuquerque. At the Indiana State Fair, the Janet Jackson and Lady Antebellum concerts have been canceled, and details are expected today about a new venue for the Maroon 5 train show. Council committee meetings come next in the city budget process for 2012. Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard delivered his budget proposal to the council last night, which maintains police and fire funding, cuts the budgets of other city agencies 6%, and includes no layoffs. The campaign of Ballard's Democratic opponent this fall, Melina Kennedy, says the budget is not honestly balanced and fails to address the needs to improve education, fight crime, and grow jobs. And Republican presidential candidate Herman Cain says he's happy with his recent fifth-place finish in the Iowa straw poll and believes his campaign has momentum. Cain spoke to members of the Indiana Republican Party last night. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Brandon Smith reports.
Cain says the Iowa straw poll is not necessarily an indicator of who will get the nomination. He says he's encouraged because of how much advertising money and voter busing operations other campaigns used in the state.
We had four buses, and we spent zero on TV and radio, and we still came in fifth.
Cain says he came to Indiana because he believes attention should be paid to states other than just those with early primaries.
This nomination process is going to go all the way to June. We happen to believe that. So that makes Indiana just as important as some of these other states.
Cain is the first Republican presidential nominee to accept the Indiana GOP's invitation to speak. Party leaders say they will announce another speaker soon. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith.
WFYI weather, mostly sunny today and tomorrow with highs near 85, clear overnight, low 61, and Thursday partly sunny with a slight chance of showers and storms, high 86. Right now it's clear and 60 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allset.
Okay, Sharon, thank you very much. It is 7:35 now at 90.1 FM.